Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
What would a day around here be without some sort of language outrage, honestly? So let's get outraged over, what are we, over something that's on a tracksuit for a Quebec Major Junior hockey team?
This is interesting. You and I had actually talked about this and predicted it would happen. Today's Journal de Montréal, banner headline saying the language cops are coming for our locker rooms, you know, and this is interesting because it's a bit counterintuitive because the Journal has led the charge very often with some of its analysis and news stories about language in Montreal and finding examples of where things fell short. But you're going after the locker room at the Séminaire in Quebec City. This is the place, okay? I mean, this is the hockey program in the province. It's really one of the best. And, you know, the coach was just saying, yeah, but, you know, if you're coaching football, you know, you're going to say in English, you're going to tell your kids, bring it on. You're not going to say, amenez-le. He says, it doesn't work. You know, so he says, yes, in sports, there's a lot of slogans and expressions that tend to be borrowed from English. And he's basically telling people to lighten up a little bit. So I think that this is a healthy part of the discussion that has to take place because so often members of the English-speaking community of Quebec have just been looking at this stuff, going all the way back to Pastagate and those changes in the law back then, and people had said, this is crazy, by the way, this will make the front page. And of course it did. And this is the same sort of thing. You know, expect this to bounce up in, you know, the Washington Post or the New York Times. This is the type of thing that's going to start attracting people's attention. And it'll finally force a more sober conversation about what we're actually doing. You know, how is it protecting the French language if you go up to Quebec City, where everybody speaks French, and you tell people that in their locker room, using an expression that is well known in the sports world but happens to be in English, is not on, and we're going to send in the language police? I think that the government's going to have to start thinking about this stuff a little bit more.
So how long before they go into the locker room of the Montreal Canadiens and do something about that famous quote that they have on the wall from Flanders Field,
failing hands we throw?
Yeah, the torch be yours to hold it high.
Wait for it. It's coming. I can just wait to see these Inspector Clouseaus walking in. And are they going to say that they're going to give a language test before you can wear the C on your jersey? I mean, that's already a thing in Quebec, right? Going back to Sakukovo. So, yeah, I mean, it is a good, healthy conversation because when you have the average hockey fan in Quebec, and boy, that's still the majority of the population, saying, whoa, 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 tabarouette, if not another word. I think it's healthy.
Okay. How about Go Habs Go? Go Habs Go.
Ban that.
Go
That's
Habs Go.
Obviously English.
No, I heard an interesting conversation on that other radio station that you work for, the 98.5, other day, from an expert who said, you know, they were talking about the increased use of English among younger people and how it was like kind of trendy, you know, to use English expressions.
It
is. And this person
That's
said.
That's completely true.
And this person said, and it makes complete sense, it's fine if they want to do that when they're talking amongst themselves, as long as when they're talking to their grandmother or their boss or something like that, that they can speak that they know how to speak proper French. And that's the whole point, right?
But that is totally true because I was skiing with one of my sons and his son a couple of weeks ago, and that grandson's 10, and he says, and he's perfectly bilingual, and he says, listen. So he's there were a couple of young kids, very very obviously locals, you know, with good decent French accents, on the way up the chairlift speaking English to each other with a clear French accent because it's cool to speak English. So this is absolutely a thing. That's not something that's being made up. It is, and it has to do everything to do with social media because your feed on TikTok and Instagram and everything, it's got tons and tons of English, and kids are picking it up. Yes, that's true.
It's funny. Some of the expressions you hear, I remember years ago playing golf on the far south shore, and a guy on the next fairway was hitting over a hill. And he said to his buddy, hey, Jean, watch le.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like, what?
Expression. Yeah. And if it went over the trees, he didn't scream cat. He said four right now.
Exactly. But four is F-O-R-E. That's it.
I know. I know, Andrew. I actually know that.
Attention en avant. Something like that. Okay. So what else is on your mind this morning, pal?
Well, I think that we've got to look at the fact that right now, we're watching a federal government where Mr. Trudeau seems to be intent on becoming not the Prime Minister of Canada again. He wants to be the Premier of the province of Canada because he's holding press conference after press conference announcing that he's now a provincial premier because he's got standard form contracts for leases. And yesterday I was watching him making an announcement. I mean, I've never been happier to see the Liberals steal an NDP policy, which was the national daycare plan that we ran on in 15, and Trudeau put it in. And he was pushing back against some of the premiers who were criticizing parts of the program, but he was announcing $1 billion for new places. But then in the middle of that press conference, I watched it yesterday, and it was in Surrey, BC, he starts talking about early childhood education and like red flashing lights all across the dashboard. So, Mr. Trudeau, hold on. Has nobody explained to you that education is provincial jurisdiction and the rental boards across the country and standard form leases 100% provincial jurisdiction? So it's not just François Legault pushing back, thoughtful premiers from across the country who are having their fights with them about other stuff, and they're all conservatives and they're going to try to help plug up. I get all that stuff, but they are trying to sound the alarm and saying you're doing things that are absolutely not your jurisdiction. Doug Ford had a great expression. He called it jurisdictional creep, meaning, you know, you're constantly trying to make your way into our stuff, and there's a reason for it politically, Andrew. What is closest to people? It's the things that are handled by your provincial government. Education is one of them. Healthcare is another one. Trudeau signed healthcare deals with the provinces again, but he's lowering the percentage of healthcare costs that the feds are paying, and that's worth pointing out as well. But he always wants to have his mug in there on stuff closest to people, which is provincial jurisdiction, but it's a problem for the country because that's not the way it was put together and that's not the way it was built. And he's going against that. I think it's one of the reasons that he's having so much trouble. But then again, Poilievre says he's going to throw away, you know, municipal regulations and municipal authorities who are there to put in place and respect the planning department and, you know, protecting wetlands and such. He's saying, no, those are gatekeepers. I'm going to get rid of all of them and I'm going to build you more houses. So it's not an easy conversation because Canada is made up of provinces that have strong jurisdiction, but you've got to respect that if you want to run the country as a whole.
Okay, what happens during a long weekend like this, as far as MPs are concerned? They all go home, or what's going on?
You bet. MPs now? Yeah, most of them are already home since like Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday is caucus day, and so you have your caucus meeting. The prime minister shows up, and everybody just literally gets out of Dodge because everybody's really super tired at this time. I mean, I know it's not popular to say because politicians aren't well liked, but the hours are gruelingly long. And, you know, I had a friend whose riding was in northern BC. To get home, he would have to fly from Ottawa to Calgary. From Calgary to the closest city north of his riding, and then make his way back down. It's like 11 hours to get home. You know, it's a big honking country. So yeah, my 90-minute drive from Beaconsfield to Ottawa was chump change compared to that. But a lot of people travel a lot, and it's grueling for them and their families. And I wish everybody a happy Easter and a great long weekend for those who are lucky enough to have one.
How is Manon Massé doing? I didn't even know she had two heart operations. You underwent a third operation.
Yeah, she broke a leg skiing a few years ago.
Oh,
and that laid her low for a while, and then she recovered from that okay. And then she's had a couple of heart operations, and now we're just told that she's had a third one. I simply wish her well, Andrew. She is one of the most delightful and sincere, and speaking again about work, hardworking human beings I've ever met in politics. Just so grounded. You know, she led one of the only coherent charges against Bill 21, and it was based on principle. And she was so clear. I mean, she got a lot of people thinking about Bill 21 when the thing was just being, you know, railroaded through. And that's the type of principled person she is. So let's hope she recovers well from this. She's already signaled that she might be hanging up her skates at the end of this term. But she's going to stick around and represent the people in her riding. And we wish her well.
Now, I understand you're going to the hockey game tomorrow with some of your family. Now, when you go yes. to a public place like that, people are going to recognize you. Do they normally say yes. hi, or do they say, do they boo you? Do they say, we love you, you should go back into politics?
Because I'm I'm not elected anymore. So I just get highs and I get people wanting to take a picture and being super nice, whether it's, you know, in the supermarket parking lot, you know, on the French side, I do, my mug is on TV a fair bit. Right, so people are kind. They come up to me and they say hi. I get the, you should go back into politics. And I always use, for some reason, it's just the one that I use is this hockey image. I said, no, I've hung up my skates, but I'll keep observing and commenting and blah, blah, blah. So, but that part is true. I ain't going back to it, but I really do enjoy watching it.